Hello, my name is Brian Keller, and I'm a technical evangelist for Visual Studio. This is the first video in the ALM tester track of the Visual Studio 2012 launch. In this video, I'm going to be giving you an introduction to our software testing tools that are part of Visual Studio 2012. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about the backstory of how Microsoft got into building tools that are dedicated for software testers. Prior to the Visual Studio 2010 release, we took a look at the testing landscape and the types of activities that happen during the test lifecycle. Now, Visual Studio for the last 15 years or so has been really focused on helping developers catch bugs as early as possible before they start to creep out into test and production environments. But we know that oftentimes that's not good enough. You also need to give great tools to software testers so that if things do slip through the development team, then the test team can still pick them up. And there's plenty of data that shows that investing in this part of the process can save you a lot of money as compared with bugs that actually find their way into a production environment. And so we knew that we wanted to start delivering tools for software testers. And when we looked at the entire software testing landscape, if you look at this diagram, you'll see at the far left side, these are manual testers. These are manual testers that wake up every morning and they look at a list of test cases and they look at new builds that are coming from the development team and they run through those test runs and they report bugs back to the developers. And then at the far right end of the spectrum, we have developers who are writing code which tests other code. Now, we know that across most organizations, about 70% of the software testing still takes place at the far left end of the spectrum. Now, there are some good reasons for that. Number one, manual testers can respond and adapt to changes in the underlying application. So it doesn't always make sense to invest in writing automated tests if you know that the underlying application is going to change and potentially break all of your automated tests. The other thing is that manual testers are, of course, human, and so they can take a look at an application and they can spot bugs that you maybe otherwise didn't think to write code to validate against a sample application. The problem with this is that the majority of the testing tools out there from other vendors and even across the open source community have really done a great job of targeting the right end of the spectrum, but for the most part, manual testers were kind of left to use Excel and Word and other basic tools to really track their test cases and their test runs. So we knew that we really wanted to target that left end of the spectrum and come out with a first-class set of development tools for the manual testers to be able to sit right alongside the software programmers. We also know that when testers do find a bug, something like this happens. Now, I'm sure we've all been there, probably even on both sides of the equation. A tester finds a bug, and they file it to a developer, and the developer gives them a blank stare and says something to the effect of, well, you know, it works on my machine. This is a problem that happens all the time. The reality is that the tester probably did find a legitimate bug, and it probably does work on the development machine. But the problem is that sometimes there's a disconnect between the build that the tester is running or the way in which they executed a particular test case, which can lead to these testing problems that otherwise don't surface within the development environment. And so there's a lot of time wasted going back and forth between testers and developers to try to understand how did the developer try to recreate the issue and why was the tester able to find a bug. And so instead, we really want to make that an automatic process where our tools are going out and automatically capturing a lot of rich, detailed bugs that can give the developer everything they need at their fingertips to understand what happened and, most importantly, to issue a fix for it. Now, in some of the remaining videos in this series, I'm going to be diving into a tool called Microsoft Test Manager. Microsoft Test Manager is part of a new product we introduced in 2010 called Visual Studio Test Professional, and you'll see it here on this slide. Visual Studio Test Professional can either be purchased as a standalone tool, or in the 2012 wave of products, you can actually get it as part of Visual Studio Premium or Visual Studio Ultimate. And so when you install any of those products, you'll find a new tool called Microsoft Test Manager 2012 that allows you to track all of your test cases, to run those test cases, to file rich, actionable bugs, and to also take advantage of lab management capabilities for kicking off build, deploy, test workflows. Now, a lab management can allow you to take code changes that your developers are modeling in source control and to push a single button which will compile those changes, deploy them out to one or more environments, run all of your automated tests against those environments, and then present environments that your manual testers can then use for all of their manual testing efforts. So as a manual tester, if I need to test software in a variety of different configurations, maybe on legacy operating systems, maybe in different browsers, maybe with different database products, it's very easy for me to create new environments which give me everything that I need to make that happen. And so there's another video in this series where I'll be going deeper into how the lab management capabilities of Visual Studio 2012 work and how you can start taking advantage of them right away. Finally, by tying all of these tools and processes together, you can start to really track that software quality all the way from the requirements through those test cases and be able to say for any given build, for example, how is the software quality either going up or down over time? Do we have tests that validate this particular requirement? Are those tests passing or not? What's the rate at which we are automating those tests? And so the final video in this series will dive deeper into some of the many ways in which you can track quality across all of your software development activities in order to raise that quality and get a really good insight into how your team is delivering across their quality metrics. So I hope this gave you just a few ideas of how Visual Studio 2012 can help you test your software, help you track that quality, and set up those build, deploy, test workflows. In the rest of the videos in this series, I will be getting deeper into some of the demonstrations that actually show you exactly how these capabilities work.